The top American military commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, and the ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, will both testify on Capitol Hill tomorrow. Here to talk about the news and the week ahead is senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
So tomorrow, I guess the spotlight won't necessarily be on Petraeus and Crocker. It'll be on three senators who will be in that room, and those are the three presidential candidates.
That is correct. At least that is the media expectation, that people are expecting the cameras to focus on Barack Obama on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in the afternoon and on John McCain, who is the ranking Republican on the Armed Services Committee in the morning, and also, of course, on Hillary Clinton, who is also a member of that committee. But let me just add that there is a lot of interest in what General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker have to say about what is going on right now in Iraq. And so while John McCain may be a fairly dominant part of this programming tomorrow morning because he is in that position to make the second statement and ask questions and interject whenever he wants, Hillary Clinton's not going to show up at this hearing, at least as a questioner, until late in the morning, and she will be very restricted. And in the afternoon, Barack Obama's in an even more an inferior position on the committee. So it's entirely possible that the news will win out.
Well, Ron, the last time these two men, David Petraeus and Ryan Crocker, were on Capitol Hill, there were some fireworks, some grilling by the Democrats. And, you know, up until last week, a lot of people were saying that's not going to happen this time around. Will it?
Until about 10 days ago, the surge that these men are largely associated with, especially General Petraeus, was seen as a great success, depressing violence, particularly in Baghdad. Now, of course, not so much. So question marks starting to arise, including the big one, which is, if the surge was working, why couldn't we start drawing down our troop levels? Does it mean we're going to have to stay at this higher troop level indefinitely for years and years?
Now, turning to campaign news, a lot has been made over Hillary Clinton's chief strategist, Mark Penn, stepping down in the wake of his private sector work for the Colombian government. Is this going to have any effect on the Clinton campaign, on her strategy?
I can't see how it would fail to have some effect. He has been her chief strategist, not just in this campaign for the last months or year, but really at many critical points in her political career back over the last dozen years. He has been a pollster for her, a strategist for her. He has largely developed her message and is credited, rightly or wrongly, with developing the idea of her running as an incumbent. That was a strategy that made a certain amount of sense. Certainly last year, it looked like an inevitability campaign that would work. But when it started to break down, it quickly became a kind of albatross around her neck. So with Mark out of the way, there isn't a lot of time for a huge sea change. But there will probably be some subtle shifts, some changes in tone, and perhaps we may start to hear Hillary Clinton starting to act as though she's someone who's weighing her options down the road and realizes she may not get this nomination.
Well, how unusual is it for a campaign staffer, a high-profile campaign staffer? I mean, after all, he was making millions of dollars working for the Clinton campaign to hold this other job and to actively work while he's working on the campaign. After all, David Axelrod, a consultant to Obama, also has a PR firm.
He does, and he handles some clients such as AT&T and some cable companies and some others in Chicago. It tends to be more of a localized operation, whereas Burson Marsteller, which Mark Penn was running, is an international concern. It's a global concern. It's one of the biggest. So he was a walking source of difficulty and embarrassment, but it never really made it to the front page until this Colombia incident, where he was lobbying to pass a Colombian trade agreement, which, incidentally, this very day, President Bush is announcing he's going to send to Congress. He was lobbying to pass that trade agreement at the very same time that Hillary Clinton was in Pennsylvania saying she opposed it. So it finally hit the fan and he had to go.
Senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thanks as always.
Thank you, Madeline.